My name is Robert Barclay, the Duke of Jukes, been in the blues for you on Sunday nights. I've been doing this for 32 years. Thanks for being there for at least a part of that ride. This is about the time of the broadcast when I give you my email address. Email's the best way to reach me if you have any requests. I've already played one request tonight. I'm going to get to another one here in a little while for Stevie Ray Vaughan. And if you want to I'd just love to hear from listeners, just want to say hi. Let me know where what town or city you're listening from. And it doesn't have to be a long letter. It could be two or three sentences. Just let me know what sounds good to you. If you want to make a request, do that as well. Here's my email address. It's robert.barclay, B-A-R-C-L-A-Y, at cmich.edu. That's robert.barclay at cmich.edu. And thanks for taking the time. I do appreciate that. I want to thank my friend David Ginsburg, retired reference librarian at CMU's Park Library, a friend and neighbor of mine. And he has been helpful on this broadcast for really from the beginning. And he is my go-to guy when I want some assistance on finding or picking some tunes for the show. So I asked him to, if he wanted to engage in coming up with a list of some songs dealing with automobiles, traveling, road trips, or highways. And he sent me lists throughout the week as he thought of tunes. So I want to thank David for helping me out with choosing some tunes tonight, making some suggestions. And this is one of them. This is a song that some music historians say is the first rock and roll record. And it's by Jackie Brenston and the Delta Cats, though essentially it's Ike Turner and the Kings of Rhythm. Ike is in this band. This was Ike's band, but it came out under Jackie Brenston's name. And then we'll segue into an artist who really was a rock and roller, Chuck Berry. But here's Jackie Brenston and the Delta Cats on Rocket 88.
You've heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! In my rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and get a bill. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Rocket Rocket 88, Jackie Brenston and the Delta Cats. Staying with the theme of the show tonight, songs about cars, automobiles, whatever you want to call them. And this is Labor Day weekend, after all, and we are in the state of Michigan, where auto labor has been going on for more than a century, and we celebrate that industry tonight. Now, sticking with another part of the theme about cars, we're going to turn to a couple of songs by Chuck Berry that don't deal with cars specifically, but deal with traveling and road trips. But here he is with No Particular Place to Go.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow with no particular place to go. Particular place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold, so we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my collar blues, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Thank you.
the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. Swing road chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, Tidewater, 410-09. Tell the folks back home this is the promised land, call it and the poor boy's on the line.
Oh, that fit in perfectly with our show about road trips and cars. That was Chuck Berry on a pair of tunes recorded and released on Chess Records back in 1964. Both of them from 64. We concluded with a tune titled Promised Land, and in front of that we heard No Particular Place to Go. Prior to that, Rocket 88 by Jackie Brinson and the Delta Cats. Well, now I'm going to turn to a request that came in via email this weekend from Chris. Actually, this is for Chris in Bay City. He wanted to hear some Stevie Ray Vaughan. So we're going to go back to Stevie Ray's second album from 1984. Couldn't Stand the Weather was the name of the release. And here he is on a tune titled Cold Shot. Thank you.
don't know that you love her cold.
By request from a listener who emailed me, asking me for some Stevie Ray Vaughan. That was for Chris in Bay City, a 1984 recording from Stevie Ray's album Couldn't Stand the Weather. That was his second release. Texas Flood, I played last week for you. That was his debut release on the Epic label. And we opened up tonight with Cold Shot, and we concluded with a tune titled Honey Bee. Heard from several listeners via email tonight. I just heard from Brad over in Canadian Lakes, and he said he's got his campfire lit. He's got the radio tuned in. He's going to be with me all the way to Little Walter, the closing theme song of the show at 11 o'clock tonight. So I appreciate that, Brad. Good to hear from you. I also heard from Sandra, who heard me play Summertime by Janis Joplin by request for her, and she said your martini is ready. Good to know. I appreciate that. And I also heard from Kelly in St. John's, and she was at the Marsha Ball Show in downtown Midland a couple of weeks ago and enjoyed the show. She asked me for some recommendations on some John Lee Hooker CDs. Since he's got so many, I made a few suggestions for her because she's been enjoying the John Lee Hooker tunes I've been playing for her. And I appreciate her taking the time to drop me a line. And I also heard from Richard in Redmond, Oregon. He says, sounding good, Smokey, in Smokey, Redmond, Oregon. They've had some forest fires out in Oregon, and some of that smoke must be heading towards Richard in Redmond, Oregon. He said he's just finishing up reading The History of Rock and Roll by Ed Ward, and Peggy and I just finished reading that book as well. It's a wonderful book, and brings together all the elements that went into making rock and roll. And it's The History of Rock and Roll, Part 1, 1920 to 1963. So you know what's going to happen in 1964 when Part 2 comes out. Of course, The Beatles and the British Invasion. Can't wait for Ed Ward's second volume to come out. Appreciate everybody taking the time to drop me a line and let me know you are listening. Now I'm going to return to what I'm featuring tonight, highways and cars and road trips. Well, we're going to deal with two more songs dealing with the subject of Cadillacs. This came out on a CD in 2005 called Fins, Chrome, and the Open Road, a tribute to the Cadillac. It's a various artist collection, 21 tracks by 21 different artists. And I chose a couple of women on this one. Here's Maria Muldaur on a song called Solid Gold Cadillac.
I got me plenty lingerie, oh so lacy and black. I want a 20 horse parlay. It's a positive fact. Now all I need is a solid gold Cadillac. Hotels, and they provide me some jack. I own some dirty old oil wells, but I may give them back. 'Cause all I need is a solid gold Cadillac. On crazy impulse, I up and just bought me a big old buffalo herd. Upon my word, a prince from somewhere comes running whenever I say the word. Now let me see, what was that word? I bought me 40 brand new furs to throw over my slacks. I got a sporty new chauffeur. Now look here, girls, I don't want no cracks. He'd look cute in a solid gold Cadillac. Can't you just see the envy in the eyes of the other girls when he just drives me up to the supermarket in his fabulously appointed vehicle? Oh yeah. I can't wait to see the look in their eyes.
Working, you know what I mean? daddy's caddy was the smoothest place in town. It was as big as a hotel swimming pool. It was built messing around. He was cheating on his girlfriend. I was cheating on my man. I had my first double cheating date in daddy's 59. How about my caddy? Well, I love to drive my caddy. Love to drive my caddy, 'cause it's the sweetest ride in town. Don't step on my blue suede shoes. Don't deny my name. Don't be cruel, don't you know? Don't leave me this way. Don't you think you love me? And don't you want to dance? Well, don't give up, don't give in. Don't leave this to chance, but don't touch my caddy. And wear my favorite clothes. Start a rumor 5 miles wide. You can look right down your nose. Just don't touch my caddy. Don't you touch my caddy. Just don't touch my caddy. 'Cause it's the only thing I love. On my blue suede shoes, don't deny my name. Don't be cruel, don't you know? Don't you leave me this way. Hey, don't you think you love me? Don't you wanna dance? Don't give up, don't give in. Don't leave these to chance, but don't touch my caddy.
Back it up, you know, you're gonna hit something. Just don't back it up, if it's too expensive. You're gonna have to back up, you break those bullet taillights, and two bullet taillights on each side, you back up, you smash the taillights, it's gonna cost you $50 a shot. You're gonna go into debtor's prison, you know. For a 17-year-old kid, you know, a separate job just to pay for the taillights. Sometimes I would see in the distance a little sprinkling of red plastic, and I know I'd done it again. Another set of bullet taillight lenses. Look out.
Something a little different from Rory Block. She was on the CD Fins, Chrome in the Open Road, a tribute to the Cadillac. And we heard her on a tune titled Don't Touch My Caddy. Rory Block. And in front of that, from the same CD from 2005, Maria Muldaur, and doing a sweet and sexy Slow or Solid Gold Cadillac. I'm going to turn to three in a row here. We're going to hear a famous song from Johnny Cash about working on the assembly line and stealing parts to put together his own car over a long period of time. It's a very humorous tune from 1966, and it's a song I think you'll enjoy. It's called One Piece at a Time. On the set, we'll also hear from the man who wrote Cadillac Assembly Line that was made a hit for Albert King, but we're going to hear Sir Mac Rice do his version of his composition, Cadillac Assembly Line, and opening things up on our automobile set, we're going to turn to Muddy Waters at the Newport Festival in 1960. It's not about specifically about a brand of car, but it was an advertising campaign. Put a tiger in your tank. I can't remember. Was that... Esso gas stations in New York, Eastern Standard Oil. I can't remember which one, but back in about 1960, that was their marketing plug. Put a tiger in your tank with their gasoline. Well, here's Muddy doing a blues version of Tiger in Your Tank. Tiger in your tank.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73. And when we tried to put in the bolts, all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed her right on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Haul. This is a Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66. I woke up this afternoon, looked into your eyes, and something was as wrong as if the sun forgot to rise. I picked up a road map and I checked a few good places that I know. And if you're no longer giving, I believe I'll hit the road and go. I just got the feeling that the fire was burning out, cause the air was turning colder every time you came about. And a flame won't take a fanning if the last reserve of love is running low. So since I've got a button up, I believe I'll hit the road and go. County Road 640, State Highway 45, life out off the interstate is very much alive. There's magic in the mountains and music in the valleys down below. And my song ain't through playing yet, so I believe I'll hit the road and go. Good morning to you, sunshine. Good morning to you, rain. The windshield wiper's rhythm keeps me singing down the pain. Today I'm gonna miss you less. If I miss you at all, you'll never know. You'll never know. This rambler has cut all the ties and pulled up stakes to hit the road and go. This rambler has cut all and pulled up stakes to hit the road and go.
Oh, a couple of wonderful tunes from Johnny Cash. We just heard a very cool tune he did for Columbia Records called Hit the Road and Go. prior to that on a song he didn't write. It was written by, it says here, W. Kemp. I'm not familiar with that songwriter, but it was the song One Piece at a Time, recorded in 1976, and he opened up that tune by stating he was from Kentucky, and that caught the ear of Skylight Steve out in California because he is a Kentucky native. Love that tune. In front of that, we heard Sir Mac Rice with his composition, Cadillac Assembly Line, and the Dynatones were the band in the studio backing up singer and songwriter Sir Mac Rice, the late Sir Mac Rice from Detroit, and we got things underway with Muddy Waters singing at the Newport Festival in 1960, Put a Tiger in Your Tank. Taking us to the top of the hour, let's turn to a couple of pre-war tunes. This one from Robert Johnson. And mid-1930s when he recorded the 1936 and 37. Well, here is one of his early tunes, The Terraplane Blues.
Now you can all her time crack and she just won't budge. Now you can all her time crack and she just won't budge. And when you get her started, she creeps off just like a bad zipper. Now you can adjust the carburetor and step down on her gas. Now you can adjust the carburetor and step down on her gas. If you ain't got a strong constitution, you got to buy your German mask. Now I'm gonna buy me a baby Lincoln, and I know she's built for speed. Now I'm gonna buy me a baby Lincoln, and I know she's built for speed. When you get it up to 60, thought you can ride well, please. Model T is a good car, and it breeds the country music. Model T is a good car, and it breeds the country music. Soon as they invented that motion tractor, that old mule is still a country fool.
Well, we started out in the pre-war era with Robert Johnson in the mid-1930s with his song about the Terraplane Blues. And we followed that with another slide guitarist from the same era, James Kokomo Arnold. He was from Lovejoy, Georgia, but he moved all over the place, and I think he made most of his living as a bootlegger, but he was a very influential songwriter, singer, and guitarist. And we heard him on a 1935 recording showing off that slide guitar for the Decca label. We heard Kokomo Arnold on the Model T Woman Blues. And then we concluded in the post-war era in 1951 from an early recording session from Rice Miller, the second Sonny Boy Williamson, recording for Lillian McMurray's Trumpet label in Jackson, Mississippi, back in 1951. One of my all-time favorite songs, blues songs about cars, the Pontiac Blues, Sonny Boy Williamson. When I come back after the station ID, we're going to hear an over-the-top version of a song Commander Cody had a hit with in the 1970s, Hot Rod Lincoln, so you be sure to stay near the radio.